ecological, nutritious, environmental, toxins. It really doesn't matter. At the biochemical and energy level, the response is going to be the same if you're doing these damaging things chronically over time.
Yeah.
And this is where and this is something very important, because people are all over the place. You know, calcium, vitamin K, this vitamin, that vitamin. The issue, again, is I want to get back to the concept of energy metabolism. The wonderful thing about living beings is that we have the ability to store and use energy instantaneously. And that's what keeps us alive. And the way we get energy into our system is through food, through water, through air. And those things need to be pristine, because if they're not, then our body is losing energy simply trying to metabolize them. And one of the problems that has happened over the last century is that there are so many poisons in our environment that our bodies are overwhelmed with using up the energy, trying to neutralize these toxins. Over time, if you don't have enough energy flowing in your system, whatever your predisposition is, you're going to show up with some kind of a disease, whether it's immune deficiency, cancer, diabetes, or whatever.
So essentially, what they went after the weakest in the